Vermont's new gun law is under fresh legal fire from gun rights advocates. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a group called Gun Owners of Vermont is challenging the constitutionality of universal background checks and raising the legal age to purchase a gun to 21 years old.
Ed Cutler doesn't have any kids of his own, and under Vermont's new gun law, if he wants to hand down his prized gun collection to anyone other than an immediate family member, they'll first need to pass a federal background check.
I don't see any reason why they should have to go through a background check to do something that is perfectly legal and constitutionally protected.
Cutler is the president of Gun Owners of Vermont, and last week, the Westminster-based gun rights group filed a civil suit in Windham County. It's asking a judge to declare the background check provision unconstitutional, and it isn't the only part of Vermont's gun law the suit goes after. Gun Owners of Vermont wants the court to jettison a provision that raises the legal age to purchase a gun to 21 years old and also do away with a ban on bump stocks. But the suit does not allege violations of the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Instead, it cites the right to bear arms enshrined in Article 16 of the Vermont Constitution.
Article 16, in our belief, does provide greater protections. Not only more than most states, but more than the federal constitution. It's written very clearly.
That's Michael Shane, one of the lawyers representing gun owners of Vermont.
The burden, when you're taking somebody's fundamental rights away, is on the government to show why that should happen, and really not on the people to show why they get to keep their rights.
And Shane says the elected officials who enacted the gun law have not demonstrated that the new restrictions on gun ownership will have any bearing on public safety. Attorney General T.J. Donovan disagrees.
Well, this law is about protecting children. And when you talk about protecting children, you have to talk about what steps Vermont's willing to take.
And in any case, Donovan says neither the universal background checks nor raising the legal age to buy a gun will in any way strip people of the right to bear arms. Under the law, people under the age of 21 can purchase a gun only after passing a hunter safety course.
These regulations do not impose an overly burdensome obstacle for law-abiding citizens to possess a firearm.
According to Gun Owners of Vermont, Article 16 isn't the only part of the Constitution that the new law violates. Shane says Article 7, which is the so-called Common Benefits Clause, is also in play.
Article 7 does provide very robust protections and doesn't allow the government to single out groups to curtail their rights more severely than others without providing some kind of a justification.
And since the 21-year age limit effectively singles out 18 to 20-year-old citizens who might otherwise wish to purchase a firearm, Shane says the provision runs afoul of Article 7. Back in April, the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs challenged the constitutionality of a ban on high-capacity magazines. That case is still pending in Washington County Superior Court. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.